Blog Talk Radio.
Reality through major setbacks and minor casualties attract.
tragedy we face. Since my first day of birth, there's a heaven for a Jesus living hell on earth. For what it's worth, I capitalize, I continue to dole. Federatic police and criminal espionage to marauders. No, never, I'm a lyrical thief. Benzo sitting low with 20s on side piece. New release, independent boys can't handle me. Cheese hauling, blade calling, so you all can see that it's me. The G, I be the H-A-W-K, paper made lyrical genius of the D-E-A.
I want to coupe too low. I'm sitting low, 20s and kicks, my screen lit, watching. profits, that's insight for show. Hitting the dough and buying the record, showing nothing for naked. What bars is fetching? I'm the man, pushing the beams, the next man painted tan. 18's kicking in the ass like Jackie Chan. All that Tybo, feet in high roll, that's all I blow. Ass that Big Mo, push a photo, rep the logo, you know it's me, bite the mic. Hurt, bitch, I'm a DC, won't stop, I set up shop, then I wreck it, so ass naked, mom five protected. Sensei, don't play, won't play, never did, pop the lid on the paint, turn it upside down and I'ma sip it, give me a kilo and I'ma whip it, ship it, distribute it just like cake, when I touch the track, yeah, right, a gorilla, untamed, nigga know my name, Sensei, oh, man.
All my G's second in, say man, all my bones.
I'ma come down, surpassing zero. Never been a hoe, never been abroad. Every night before I go to sleep, I gotta talk to God one time. Gotta keep it real, got gold and diamonds in my grill. I'm for real, doing it like a song. Bleeding on the boulevard all day long. Got to get paid in this damn rap game. Gotta get my fitted, gotta get my chain. Me and my partner P-Roy, doing it every day in the struggle. Hold up, my nigga, one day we gon' bubble. Nigga, we'll shine, we gon' put it down. I'ma pit my motherfucking pen one time. Hold up, nothing but syrup in my cup. Riding on Drake Buck, and I don't give a fuck about dog. Nigga, fuck the fed, I'm up in the game. Just a stack of big head. Family getting fed, me and my wife weird. I'ma come down, I'm a Southside bitch. See me on the damn scene, you know I'm full. Popping handlebars, popping the X. I don't give a fuck, it's feeling warm in my chest. And I hope that God bless me to get a platinum plaque. Ain't no turn it back once I get the stack. Once I ain't cut no slack up in the game. Said it one time, now everybody know my name. I didn't roll, do another show. Wanted me to swing down on another foe. Tossed 20 grand for a show. Plus, I won't have for the dough in the damn game to get all the dough. I'ma come down, I got my shine on glow. Hollin' at the Big Steve Mafio. R.I.P. to the Fat Pat Dough.
I just do a piece of twirl in the expedition. Me and Big Pick, man, and hold up. Sitting on buck in a big trophy truck.
Big powder, Doc Powder, Bumble Powder, 20 acres sprouted. Papa see a powder, big powder.
Unique to my feet, from my head to my feet, got my sweet.
Bounce, bounce, where I stay.
Rich folk,
mean,
every other line. From the A1 to the A1, they sound like
trouble.
I roll 84 till them hoes start clacking. Put them on their bang, got them asking what happened. Really, what's cracking? It's good to be back. See me on the slab in a beautiful lag. If you want a jack, I got something for you. Got another case, so I gotta call my lawyer. Got a fine chick that look just like LaToya. And I spent 50 G's on my boy De La Hoya. Trying to stay free with the loot they pay me. Boy, I'm a vet and you still a trainee. Ballin' daily with my green lady. She asked him, what have I done for her lately? I'm a dog like Scrappy, my girl tried to slap me. Got her by the hand and told her, don't get happy. Just for khaki, got the Saviola. Mr. High Roller, moving cool, Coca-Cola, while I say,
high, too high, high, so high, high, reaching for the sky.
Not to laugh. Walked the wrong path when I went and bought a half. Sold out on the cut, now it's time to call a cab. Stop at Jimmy Chang's for the wings and rice. Running through the store, I need a 40 and some dice. What they hitting for? Come out with little Joe. Can you save 500 on a what, 10 or 4? Let them go, let them go. Boys start leaving. Steelwood hustler, never caught sleeping. Barbing and weaving, steel block bleeding. Ain't gonna quit till you hate to stop breathing. And I say,
high, so high.
No matter what you do, I'ma hear to you and every barricade your haters got for me bust through. Show my nigga that my show's fucking out of time hoes. Is it hard that they say, Mr. Lee is so told? And all I wanna do is get your campaign. Don't put me knowing that bitches, I'ma run a damn thing. I know this world is mine, I just gotta shine. Cause the riches and the bitches be reward for my grind. Get a high, throw your heel, cause I'ma make a meal. Chase the paper like a greyhound, I'm never gon' chill. Still I blow yellow weed, and all a nigga need is the money, dog. Call it, call your ballers, feeling me. Compose on my plea, and heat up on the machine. Slap banging so hard, try me cracking from the beat. But the ride ain't complete without the wood and the ice. And the front like the blade, this ain't nothing nice.
These niggas ain't ready for me. The big D with plenty of drinks to sip with five trees. They pulled up without the moles. I chose to ride, catch the orange appeal. New hoes, I'm a player that shows. The screens falling in my nose when I'm hogging the road. I flip glass 84. Now don't you know I can't be fucked with. Your wig is split if you smash my kit. With my dukes out the roof, I'ma steal the show. The way my two-prong twist picked up your hoe. I'ma shine and glow like a brand new star. Creep gas on the bus, it's a slab of rock. The realest you ever saw, and I do mean that. Catch me with four hoes in the Fleetwood lack. Stand strapped with the cat, cause it keeps me safe. From the ones that's all dining, it's the way I skate. Ooh, deuce
out the roof, come on.
Already in this game, so I'm so heavy. Trump body rock the block, shots bop when they pop. Light up Southside, break shop when it not. Glass holes and low pro, shut those and they roll. From Buffalo to full smoke, I be out of control. So close, sitting low, and see blow crow. One plane stay close, popping up the show. Block screen, I'm a G, remote DVD. Come down showing me, on the BT, live with me. B.I.G, give me hell hello, B.E. Number one, home bar for show. Tiptoeing hydro, sip four flip hoes. Hard orange in my clothes, on my toes, get a cold. I'm a G-man, these things rip with grain. Lane to lane, H-Town, they be knowing my name. Whoa.
25 lighters on my dresser,
yes
sir. I got sooty paid.
We got 25 lighters on the dresser, yes sir. Got to get paid. I got 25 lighters for my 25 phone. About to 25 limos, slamming 25 doors. Representing for those holding 25 screws in their deck. I'm a wreck and rip 25 crews with
25 lighters on my dresser. I got stuff to get paid.
We got 25 lighters on the dresser.
Another day, another dollar, another case to get. I take my time and realize that this game is real. I got my mind on form, but I'm swinging barber grill. Got to act real bad when I close red doors. I'm shooting fighters off my rim because I'm riding on foes. And niggas don't understand that we be drinking the norm. Never trust broads, live fraud. On the bar is where I swing, where I claim my name. Back in the game, Herschel Woods, Texas free game. It's the 9-8 and I'm jumping in the mix. Rocks up on my wrist and got haters on my list. How you like my laugh? Cause I'm real. Coming down, piece and chain, four shiny grill. Got to bring hat, where them boys at? Just to break the mic down, it's that fat pat.
25 lighters on my dresser, dresser. I got to get paid.
We got 25 lighters on the dresser.
Screwed up, click main. With the body set, you can bet we smooth as a vet. Coming through this motherfucker, man. Hold up and sit. Some niggas chitch me high like that. And some niggas act like they wanna pull again. But they better watch out for that door, P.A.T. That's the motherfucking haters, can they handle me? Cause I be so cold in this game. Coming down, I'm a frame. Real wood grain, I'm sure I leave the pain. Cause you try to jack a real true D. Coming down and can you see me? Swang and swang and swang to the lip. Pop my trunk and yip, yip, yip. Niggas better see a nigga roll. Starts dying and I'm rolling on 84s. If the nigga SAT represent the clique. Right up in the bowl and a whole lot of shit. You better look around cause you might be standing. I'ma say hold up and scream, god damn it. Cause I'ma let the gas gon' rip and gon' take a trip. And it's an empty clip, let's throw it off the ship. It's a throwaway gap, it's a fat pet. Where them haters at, where them haters at?
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
Hey, huh?
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Yo, 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 what's happening? It's Mad Monday right here in the Truest Radio Station. She ready to hear it off. In the building, get the night underway. I got my people joining me tonight. We got that girl, Toya Monroe, in the building. Buddha Ali and Miss Sweetie. What up? Hello?
What's up,
man? Cool. 100. How you get?
Good. This way. What about y'all? Y'all staying cool?
Man, look at this. As cool as I can get right now. I'm down there in a polarized state of mind. You know, I'm so thankful for this. This air. Sweet pea, can you hear me? Yeah, we got you now, baby.
Okay. Anybody talk to Scratch?
I talked to Scratch, what, yesterday?
Yeah, we talked on yesterday.
Yeah, he said he was all right. We had a little cold. That was fucking
I'm
with
him. I know that. I know that weather was doing.
Guessing. Yeah, that weather doing
he
something.
He said he
don't
live with the
there.
Tornadoes and floods, and this tornado and flooding down there.
Yeah, everything he said.
Mm-hmm.
That spoke that into existence. I said, well, we do hope everybody on that West Coast is safe, man. I know it's things that they're embarking on now that ain't happened 8 years. So for a lot of them, it's some new shit. But even from scratch, the only shit, only shit. I think this is his first hurricane. Yeah, I think this is his first.
Right now.
It really is. It's too hot to make babies. Yeah, it's hot, man.
What's up, sweetie? Looking at it. What you been doing down there in Houston? You ain't been getting out?
Nothing, really. I've been messing around with my, trying to get my social medias and stuff back going.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Hell, it's too hot to garden. They still alive, barely, but. Mm-hmm.
I need something to buy fresh greens, baby.
All these grounds and stuff on fire. This thing ain't burning up right now.
I seen that too.
Yeah.
New Orleans been burning for over a month now. Y'all seen that? Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they got underground down there, been burning over a month now.
Wow. Well, damn, I thought New Orleans.
Yeah,
Orleans damn, I don't know. I thought New Orleans had a bunch of swamps.
It's close to a neighborhood, too. It's real close to a neighborhood. Probably like 20 yards or something.
Yeah, so that's all the people facing the fire. So God says the world will end by fire. So if you ain't got no fire yet, just know it's coming.
Maybe we ain't got no
burn,
air.
Burn, maybe
no
burn. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy because grass fires just jump off. You don't know where it start from or. Nothing. You just all of a sudden you burn it.
Mhm.
You know. And it's a shame to say to tell people to water their lawns,
but I've been trying to tell my water the lawn so it don't catch on fire. Everybody can't tell them nothing. You gotta go out there and do it yourself.
Yeah. Right. But you know, watering the lawn can be so peaceful.
Mhm.
It can be so peaceful. As long as you ain't sitting in no ant bed.
Yep. Or as long as there ain't no mosquitoes out there.
Oh boy. Them motherfuckers out there in full force. Yeah, them motherfuckers out there in full force. Yeah.
So what's the topic for today, Hale? You should have a topic.
The topic is beat the fucking heat. That's all I can tell you. I don't even, I've been so discombobulated lately. That's the only thing I've been worried about. Is the sun getting in my back over in the evening time.
I've been reading about this man. Born in 19 something. He died in 1960 though, from over there in Africa.
Yeah.
Simeon, I think Tokyo or something. They he basically was saying that he was a Messiah. And some people come forward with their stories. different races saying how they, you know, disfigured that man, and next thing you know, he right back together in pieces and shot him all in the head, and he still came back to life. And but they ain't speaking about that, you know.
No. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yeah, that's crazy.
What happened to y'all doing the building? Is it still up?
Doing what building?
The building you and Mr. Everywhere in Buddha possibly can get in.
Oh, yeah, the car wash is up and operable. Yeah, they got clients. It's actually growing, you know.
Yeah.
You know, some endeavors. He's still working on other endeavors as far as getting other businesses, but now he kind of tapped in. Now they're all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I got it.
Okay.
He was feeling so. Feeling so. So who else on the line?
We got Buddha Ali and Sweet Pea. You with me?
Can I talk to Mr. Everywhere?
He'll be on shortly. He's wrapping something up.
Okay, so it's too quiet.
We
now
we got to
talk about something. No topic or nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Come over
you hear me? It's your brother, Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, Hustle Number 6, Buddha High Potion. Right here on the most dangerous radio station, Blog Talk. True West Radio in the building. What's happening, family?
We the same, man.
Yeah, I was just sitting back listening to the thing, just not getting engaged on everything. Yeah, I thought I seen that fire in New Orleans she talking about, because as it is, was filming going down the road. I thought she was in Hawaii. So it was about the same time Hawaii started catching on fire. I seen that New Orleans.
Hawaii catching is on blaze. Like a, I don't know what to say about Hawaii. All the poor people houses burned up. Oprah Winfrey and all her rich friends, and none of their houses burn up.
Well, you know.
I heard about New York. They trying to keep everything a secret. If it wasn't for social media, you see how much shit they hide now. I seen Carmen said that New York is under attack, and it's a lot of buildings on fire. But it ain't nothing in the news about it. Brand new banger.
Got the alien walking around New York too, though. That alien, as they say. I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, hell, I'm an alien.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I'm a Martian.
New York is on. Y'all say New York is on the tech. They just had the Rock the Bells and Yankee Stadium. They had them hip hop events last week.
But see, Carmen just posted it that New York is under attack. Several buildings have been set on fire, but you don't see nothing in the news about it. It's people that live in New York that just told them about it.
Hey, I ain't been on the internet today.
I think we just under attack by our own people. government just trying to get rid of it.
That's what they do.
Ain't no way all them people over there in Maui house burned up, but Oprah Winfrey them house didn't burn up. How that make sense? And they right there. Like,
well,
the,
I'm going to say this.
House.
I'm not going to take up for the rich. I'm going to let you know this, love. Mate, I hear what you're saying, but you got to look at you at every angle. See, when you got a lot of money and millions and billions of dollars, when you're gazillionaire, past trillionaire, they ought to be prepared for fire, wind, anything Mother Nature got going. They pretty insured and are prepared, even if they had their houses built. But like you say, a lot of people saying that the government is doing that to start a new Hawaii, a new Honolulu, all that over there. But at the same time, the motherfucker already a volcano. It's an island that's always lit. Literally. You know, they always got a volcano going over there. The volcano
you know
is
what?
Constantly going.
Just
like
you know what? Not but the Lord might be doing this. Because you decide that these type of people should live over here in this place where it's like that and the other ones over here. And I can imagine. Homegirl got a hell of a sprinkler system. You already know. And that ain't her fault. But just the point to where people have so much less resources that the whole community can burn down and can flood out and this type of play. It's because of them deciding to do people like that. Now, everybody has to fix everything. You got to make it appropriate for everybody or everybody else has to stay somewhere else. So you open up these nice apartment buildings and that shit.
Well, didn't they pass a house bill that gives them the right to do something called weather manipulation? They just passed that when, May?
But
the house just passed it. For weather modification.
Huh? What is it about, that one?
I had to send it to you.
I believe in that they can, you know, mess with the weather, especially during the cam trails. You know, it acts as a what they call a green screen for their operations. So they put their cam trail, they can activate anything on the chalkboard. But at the same time, like Sweepy say, the Lord got a lot to do. The Lord control everything and all things on this planet and the next planet too. On all galaxies. So I look at it like that, too, as well. But they can't do so much. But like we were talking about, the tornado, the hurricanes on the West Coast. The hurricane always been in the South.
Mm-hmm.
After 80 years, now there's a hurricane in the West Coast. Then it goes back to what we talked about last week's show. You know, during the Ukraine war and the Russian war, you know, they were going to Taiwan and all them other places over there, and they had a war going over there. They were sending recruits over there, and they quit talking about that. And so we were talking about the submarine wars. They're doing them nuclear missiles that could be blasted over there in the Pacific. You know, it don't have to be the Big Bang bomb. They could be using the bomb just enough to destroy, you know, like they did with the atom bomb. You know, destroy like that, you know, so they could be, bombs could be going our way over there. So we under attack in New York is very believable. We don't know what's really going on, you know.
Mm-hmm. So just, I was reading up on it. They just passed that in May. It's some kind of weather modification act where they can, so many billions of dollars that they done invested in trying to adjust the weather to they liking,
right,
as they say.
They call
it
the
just
horn.
Man, pick up these goddamn tires. Fill this goddamn trash and plant some trees and shit. Pick this shit up out the ocean. You want to do something for the, take all that shit out of there, man. And all that stuff, they know what the problem is because they the one doing it. They made it this way. Everything is so far apart where you need a car to go somewhere decent. Y'all made it to where y'all could sell cars and do this and do that, and now everything is messed up. You got pollution. It's no shade. It's hot. You feel me? The shampoo bottles today melted outside when Chris was washing our dog.
Damn. I had a soda pop explode in my car. Top came straight off like somebody just cut right around the lid and just sawed it off and shot all up in the car. I had to do my car yesterday evening when I got to church. That pop exploded. So I know that's crazy.
Damn.
Now, shampoo.
Mm-hmm. The bottle of dog shampoo.
And them bottles be big.
It's the hottest. And it's just, that's crazy that it's even that hot. And you talking about the topic is beat the heat? Get ready, niggas. Because they say it's going to be just as bad, if not worse, next year. And this winter, it's going to get us. Like it got us last year, it's going to get us. And we are not used to this. I am not. I can't go outside like that. That's when I start feeling like I actually got asthma, you know, because I do. But I feel it. When it's cold and that wind blowing, I can't do it. I can't do it. Mm-mm.
Well, I just say I want to brag a little bit because my baby made the knees last week.
Touchdown.
You know, he got some, he got almost 100. I think, I don't know, he might got 100 yards. He got, anyhow, a couple of touchdowns. He got sacks and stuff. And so that y'all seen me posted, that was them. They put his picture and everything on the news, the morning show with Jake and somebody.
Oh.
So he going to be playing with the seniors this year, y'all.
Okay.
How old is he?
He just went to the tent. He's 16.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Putting in that work.
Is the younger one playing football too?
He just got his MRI today. He can't play for a month. He got inflammation in his wrist. And I would have knew what was wrong with his leg, but they took the wrong picture of his other leg. So now they want me to wait until the swelling go down in his wrist to try to do the other one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he was playing, but he got hurt lifting weights. I think he picked it up wrong or something.
Uh huh.
Okay.
That's another thing too. They should put somebody, you know, somebody that know how to do that kind of stuff with the kids too. Cause it's definitely a thing about the form.
Yeah.
My little cousin in Houston, he's 9. He just got sponsored by Under Armour. They reached out to his mom and he just got sponsored by Under Armour. He made national, went to national champions and all that.
That's
a
good.
He's doing
it big. I like that. I love to hear good stuff from kids, like kids being kids. Just doing things they're supposed to do, sports and all that kind of stuff. Everybody want to be too grown now.
And it's good that they drawing deals at an early age because, you know, that shows that especially like your son going to be going to varsity already, you know, being a junior and and they getting these deals and moving for advancing themselves in the career of that they really like to do. Them getting them deals is real good because you take back in the day, you take an athlete till they 20, 30 before they get a deal. Unless they just, you know what I'm saying, they wasn't getting them out. They were grabbing some of them in baseball, but in football like that, for those clothing lines and outlets to be looking at your children as a model and for the clothing line and a brand ambassador. That's beautiful.
Oh, I got a question, y'all.
Huh?
Did y'all see that, what's his name? Marcus Jordan is getting ready to marry Larsa Pippen?
Yeah, I heard about that. Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
I don't know. Yeah, it's like they ain't got nobody else. Like, they nobody don't know each other. They need to
like,
find
grow up.
Yes, girl.
If y'all really know what's going on, what they doing is, now it's time for black folks to start waking up. What they doing is they're keeping their money in house. I'm going to leave it like that. The motherfucker, you hear me? They keeping their money in house. They keeping their thing going, see? Because you got to look at it. You know, I'm right up here with Scottie Pippen from. But I'm just saying this. By them in that world of, like you saying, did you see him grow up and new Monica and all that props in the boy when he had Pampers on? You know what I'm saying? I know it sounds crazy, but she was probably young when she got with them boys anyway. Them boys probably older than she was.
She doing that together with Scottie Pippen.
There you go.
That she knows Scottie Pippen, despite the fact that Jordan overshadowed him and he was just as good as Jordan. They won 6 rings together, but, well, she said, well, I'm going to date the guy that you so hate in your heart because you're not the Jordan. And the only way that I can sit up there and break you down mentally is go with this man's son. That's the worst thing to do.
That's what y'all think.
Somebody going against your rival's son, marrying your rival's son, that's going to break you more than it is financially.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you this, Mr. Edward. Good to come on in. We're glad to ask about the big old deal. So you think this is a soap opera movement or this is a money stacking movement amongst kings, queens, and princesses and princes? You see what I'm saying? Is a royal family building taking the money?
This is what the deal is. She called Scottie Pippen cheating, just like when Jordan's wife called him cheating. So she said, I'm going to get even with you. I might sit there and lay beside you every night, but one day I'm going to mastermind a plan that's going to destroy you, not financially, but mentally, how I would mentally destroy when you messed around on me. So she said, well, you don't like Jordan. So if I could reach out and flirt with Jordan's son and get him to bite, this is going to be the ultimate way to destroy him mentally, because I'm always going to get him physically with the goddamn money. I'm going to get him physically. I'm going to make him want to punch a hole in the wall because I'm taking his money. And then I'm going to get with his rival, not his rival, the guy he despised all these years, son. Because you look at all the interviews of Scottie Pippen, all he does is talk down on Jordan. Jordan wasn't nothing. He wasn't nothing. Jordan wasn't nothing. But you look at the other interview before all this. Oh, man, me and Jordan, we won 6 rings together. There's nothing better than the Jordan and goddamn Pippen duo. Oh, that's my dog for life. Now you go from my dog for life to, oh, I can't stand him. He think he's all that. Yeah, he's arrogant, this and that, because he ain't got the number one shoe in the world.
Yeah, he don't know.
But I feel like they done, see, you just made my point. We know that them being black men with money, they grew up around each other, they got 6 rings plus more years in basketball personally and business wise and family wise connection. I'm quite sure they done talked about this Marcus messing with Miss Pippen. A lot. It's been going on. It's just not surfacing to the light because they done got used to it. They said, well, shit. As rich black people, we didn't keep this money together. So my son and this man probably already gone on about their business a whole nother world. They probably already doing something else. We know that. They probably got some tall-ass white girl in the bed with them now. But what I'm saying is, With that being said, I'm thinking they said keep the money together. Let's keep the diners together. Is this something to talk about? Okay, that's something to talk about. Like we talking about it now.
No, Jordan didn't like the whole idea.
For the mayor, Scott, a Pippen wife.
Yeah, Jordan didn't like the whole idea. Because Jordan was showing loyalty. Jordan's like, man, I don't care what Scottie Pippen talks down about me. That's still my boy. Son, I appreciate you doing this because me and this man, we got not just a business relationship. We got a friendship that's unboundable. You got 6 rings worth of business friendship plus all them 16 years worth of personal friendship. You don't throw that to the wolves for nothing. You see, and Jordan trying to hold on to his loyalty, but Scottie Pippen so hurt that she done left, trying to get back with him. And Jordan like, hey man, I don't approve of y'all even being together. You see, and Scottie needs to have that conversation with Jordan. Like, hey, man, I apologize. I'm in my feelings right now, so that's why I'm down talking to you, because we bigger than this. You know, one deal they always told me, man, you don't let no hole become between what you and your partner done built up. Because you see how many people out there in that world done let a hole come between them. Look at Zero and God dang it, Trey the Truth, cousins, first cousins. They first got into it about a bride. That's why they stopped rapping. Then what they call his brother stuff. Trey the Truth brother stuff riding with Zero that time they got stopped by the police and he went to the pen. But first, it started about a female. She playing both sides.
Okay. We understand that. That's what I'm saying. The woman is the key to life, okay? The woman always going to be the center to a lot of stuff, good or bad. But at the same time, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Them brothers have talked about this one-on-one. So, hey, man, Scottie Pippen, they probably got 3 or 4 of them, man. Come on, dog. No, Mike do. Come on, man. They got their money. They got all the basketball players. Come on now. They pension is long. They still get money from the 87 game, 89 game. You know what I'm saying? They still get money off that. What I'm saying is, I think they sort of talked about it. $26 million.
He lost $26 million to one of his best friends. Told him to invest in the business, and it flopped. So he lost $26 million right there off his best friend. So you got to understand a lot of these athletes, if they didn't invest their money, then when you go buy a mansion here and a mansion in Malibu, then that stuff just like Mike Tyson. He made over $400 million, but he had bad spending habits. And if you don't bring money in, you got more outgo than income. Sooner or later, that little NBA pitcher just swallowing up in property taxes. So then you just trying to sign autographs to sit up there and get you a meal to eat.
Okay. So, Tessa, I'm looking at it the wrong way, though, because I'm a woman. Let me tell y'all how a woman look at this, because she's a dirty motherfucker. Whatever's going on with her and her husband, that's cool, because they got children. They even got a son who plays for the Lakers. See, this is a whole bunch of bullshit that the kids don't need. But saying that, with that being said, that one of them plays for the Lakers, they are older. You know what I'm saying? So your child support and all of that is about to run out. And it's not going to go to you anyway. It's probably going to go to colleges and this and this and that and paying for this, paying for that, paying for cars. So what am I going to do to get you back after my spousal support runs out, after my alimony is done, after your duties are fulfilled? What am I going to do to get you back? After you got me, and all I got was this. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's the ultimate. That's a gotcha. And to be honest, Jordan might not even approve of that. And the thing about Scottie and Jordan, Jordan said all of this stuff during the interview, but what Scottie was saying was that it didn't hang like that. He really didn't fool with him like that.
Well, see, that's a lie. He was fooling with him like that until this happened.
That's what I'm trying to tell y'all.
He got to keep it real. He's not mad at Jordan for the 6 championships. He's mad at Jordan because he's like, hey, man, how come you didn't stop that from happening? And Jordan's like, hey, one, I don't approve of it, but two, they grown. So what they do,
thank you.
My old lady left me, too. You see
what I'm saying?
My old lady left him. You know, that's part of being a player. You got to be ready to get played.
That's what I'm saying. They ought to talk about this shit.
If you a player, you got to be ready to get played. That's part of the game. When you get caught, be ready for the consequences.
How the game go?
That's it. It's a boomerang effect. It's a boomerang. You throw it out, you got to be ready for it to come back to you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I believe they already done talked about it. It's just not hitting the news because this shit been going on. They damn near talking about finna get married. So you know
that's what I just told you.
Yeah, that's been going on. This shit been going on. Come on now. They done talked about this shit.
He got mad when they did the last dance about Jordan. They didn't do one about Chicago Bulls. They did the last dance about Jordan. So he was already feeling bittersweet like, y'all doing this last dance. And y'all paying me as not the star and actor, which wasn't no actor. It was a documentary. But y'all paying me as like the side man. Y'all give me some peanuts. Then Michael Jordan getting all this money for us to tell about the championship years. You see what I'm saying? So Scottie Pippen felt like, why y'all didn't do a Chicago Bulls movie instead of a Last Dance series with Michael Jordan? So he started feeling bitter then. So his wife is, she's sucking this up like, well, I caught him cheating, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the ultimate. He don't like Jordan before that. Jordan got all the shine, so now I'm going to go after Jordan's son, and then I'm going to go for a divorce and get my money and break him down mentally. How can you break a man down mentally? All a woman got to do is say, that's why I'm fucking your best friend, and that motherfucker going to goddamn crash the car, goddamn mash her head through the glass.
Hey, bro, Marcus do not look good. Scotty look way better than Marcus. Scotty have did the damn thing to be an old nigga. You know what I'm saying? He looks better than he did when he was a young nigga on the court.
That's what I'm trying
so
to tell
know,
you. You hear that woman?
Really
listen to her, y'all.
That's fight. That's fight.
That's
it's
what I'm
true
saying.
True fight. True fight. Truly fight. Because Marcus do not, is not.
You see
no.
What happened when Shaquille O'Neal got caught cheating? Well, his wife went. She went and got a 23-year-old and had nothing. And then got half a Shaq shit. Then came out with a TV show, Basketball Wives. With his money.
What about the athlete?
Y'all know, go ahead.
Go ahead, Buddha. No, go ahead, Buddha.
No, you're right. Go ahead, athlete. Now what?
No, I was just trying to see, what about that athlete that's suing them his parents, the ones that raised him, or the black man that's suing the white couple that raised him?
Well, see, that falls back on, he's lucky that they did what they did, because he wouldn't have went to Ole Miss. You see, they had pool at Ole Miss to get him a scholarship. You see, he wasn't smart. He was like dumb as a bag of bricks. So what they did, since they had pool, I think one of them worked at the university, they told the coach and them, like, hey, look, man, we're going to let this guy get in here, and we can't adopt him because he's 18, but we're going to sit up here and put on his paperwork so y'all can go ahead and get him a scholarship to play football. Had he not had a scholarship to play football, he would have never been in the NFL. You see?
The problem I got with all of that is assessment. The conservatorship is still over him. It's still
right,
over him. That's just the problem I got with this.
But see, that's not what he's saying. He's saying, I thought y'all adopted me, and they were like, we couldn't adopt you because you were 18. You can't adopt somebody who's legally 18. He was still in school. But in order for him to go to Ole Miss, where I think the dad might have worked there or whatever it was, they had to get a conservatorship in order to say, okay, we're in charge of his paperwork and all that stuff. So he got a free pass to college for being dumb.
So y'all talking about the blind side
story? The blind side.
The blind Hollywood
gets the money. What you don't understand is Scott Siegel right now can sell his rights to how the West was won. And they say, we're going to give you 9 cents off of every dollar made. All Scotty or they might say 9% off the gross revenues, but they might say 3 cents off every movie that's streamed on Tubi or streamed on Netflix. You're going to get 3 cents. And Scotty D takes the 1 million and it does 400 million, like Squid Games. Squid Games made $1 billion. Was it $1 billion? I think $1 billion, he got 900,000 out of $1 billion. He didn't even get $1 million, that Korean dude. He sold his rights. You see? So they didn't, the man who did the book sold the rights for the movie. He sold the rights for the movie. They didn't sell the rights for the movie. The man who did the book, he sold the book, paid everybody for the book, and then he sold the rights of the book to the movie company to make the movie. They made the $300 million.
But they got right? paid. They got paid
they
for
got
the
paid
movie.
All of them
and
got
you
paid.
Did.
All of them got paid. What he's saying is he's supposed to have $15 million off the movie. You don't have nothing to do with the movie. The movie's got to do with the man who wrote the book. He sits down with y'all and asks all the chain of events that what happened, puts it in the book. Then he sells that book to Hollywood. He sells that. Hollywood writes the script off of that book. That producer and scriptwriter, whoever wrote the movie screenplay, going to get the most money because they wrote it from the book. They say, hey, man, we're going to give you $300,000 for what they call it, for the movie rights, plus we're going to give you 5% off the movie. So the man who writes the book gets all the money on the back end. Hollywood gets the $300 million. So the man with the book has already paid them up front. So all of them got compensated. But had they not get this conservatorship, he would have never went and played college or probably even seen NFL because he was dumb. That's what they show in the movie. He didn't know how to do his homework or nothing. They got him in, started tutoring him, and they'd be like, man, he's got to just get enough. And we know somebody over here at Ole Miss is going to give you a scholarship. So that's how he got the scholarship to even play football.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look at Dexter Manley. Dexter Manley was dumb as bricks. Another guy played at one of them NFL teams. They said he never passed none of his classes. But he was in the NFL. They're like, how he didn't pass none of his classes in the NFL? He was that good that the teacher did his homework in college, did all his final exams. So he should be thankful that he went to the NFL and made some money because he could have been sitting around Mississippi looking crazy.
What's up with it, Boo?
I understand that part too, but I still don't agree with the fact that it's still on him. It should have been off of him. They could do anything with being in control of him. That's the same thing with what Britney Spears was under.
Yep.
That's why I have a problem with it.
Know what you read, but he was dumb. He couldn't read. So if you're dumb and can't read, that's part of your upbringing. Ain't no way that your family should let you just go through the ranks all these years and not saying, where's your homework? Where's your homework? Where's your report card? Somebody should be saying something between mom, dad, auntie, whoever you stand with. Somebody should be saying something about your grades.
You might say the whole circuit.
Put it this way. Would your mama let you got bad grades, sweet pea?
No.
You just answer your own question. So if your mama wouldn't let you get bad grades, who let him get bad grades where he couldn't even read?
See, whoever was over him. That's what I said. People that's on drugs and stuff, they don't
care. His mom was over with him, but they took him on. Them people said, hey, let us get him. We're going to be able to get him to play football because he couldn't play for the high school because he didn't have the grades. So they started tutoring him just enough to get a 2.0 to play. So as long as they got him to a 2.0.
I was about to say, I'm not a good example for that question anyway because I have something weird going on with me. I don't want to brag or talk shit or nothing, but it's like a weird kind of thing. Like, I was always kind of smart. And when I got to the, you know, middle school or whatever, I actually stopped going. Because I had a hard time with school and, you know, I kind of shit like that, but when it comes to the test, I would always pass the test on crazy. So the people was like, I don't know. They weren't really thinking with me to be teachers. But then when all the tests come back, they'll be looking kind of crazy. And it's like, you know, you can't say, well, hey, you know, my mom is a nurse. She doesn't get home until 8 o'clock in the morning. And then I have to wait for her to be able to drive me here, you know. And some days I would just not even go because she was so tired. And I can't say my stepfather is in prison, you know, and my dad doesn't live on this side of town. His car broke. Like, you know, I didn't really tell them all that shit. And they don't really care anyway. So I had a hard time with the pieces and shit. And that work, at a certain point, let me tell you something, that work is damn dumb. Just like what you're talking about right there, that's exactly what they did. I got to a certain point, I think I was like 14 years old, and the lady was giving out sheets, worksheets for homework, talking about circle the noun, write a sentence with the noun, circle the verb, what's an adverb, and I was like, oh, hell no. I was like, I'm 14 years old. What the hell she mean? Circle the noun. I was like, this is disrespectful. But I didn't realize that most kids didn't know that kind of stuff or whatever. Nobody cared. So when they was giving me stuff like that, I felt like it was like kind of disrespectful. And I just was like, no.
But let me tell you what. Here's what I always told my kids. Everything that they teach you in school, you're going to need in life. If you get a $1 million contract and you don't know how to read, how you going to know where to sign at? How you going to know if it's $1 million or $1,000? Okay. Then if you can't count money, how you going to know how much money you got in your hand? So you done solved two problems with reading and mathematics right there.
You know what else, though? It was, I'm not gonna lie, you know, it was appalling to me for them to think. I was like, and as I get older, I'm really thinking to myself, like, kids that's 13 and 14 years old really don't know what nouns and verbs is and stuff. Like, this was really worksheets that, this is stuff that they taught me in elementary, like, second and third grade, and I'm like, everybody didn't learn this? Like, what's going on?
You know why? Because their mama gives them a cell phone or a tablet, and they just go to TikTok, Facebook, TikTok famous Facebook, dance twerk video, TikTok putting a number two pencil in their nose, TikTok, Facebook, so they just TikTok, Facebook smart and dumb as bricks in the classroom. And that falls on the parents. That falls on the parents sitting up there letting them do that.
We wasn't even there yet. We had MySpace.
You know, my son used to come home, and I tell him, hey, man, go out there and play, and then play for a minute, tie yourself out, come do your homework, then eat, then take your bath, then you'll be ready to go to bed. You know what he's going to say? Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to do my homework. His sister and him out there jumping on the trampoline. Then he's going to do his little church, Calvary Baptist Church, cubby book. You got to do these books to get stickers and awards. He's going to do that. Then he's going to go outside and play for like 30 minutes, and then he'll wait to Saturday. Saturday, go to Chuck E. Cheese. In the morning, we go to Sunday, we go to the park and exercise. But he made sure he got his homework out. Now he got a scholarship to play football because he knew I wasn't going to let him settle for less, because you got all these people now that's trying to figure out where they're going to work at when everything goes automatic. When McDonald's goes automatic like Fort Worth and there ain't nobody in there, where you going to work at? When the forklift drivers got these forklift drives and everything's going automatic with forklifts now, pallet jack, all automated, where you going to work at? When these registers are going automated, you ain't got to count no more money. Everything's going to be on a digital card. You're going to boom, boom, boom. Go to Mississippi. Mississippi got a whole gas station with nobody in there. You pump your gas. You buy your food all out of put your card in there. You get your sodas, your chips, your candy bars, all that comes out of the vending machine. Your coffee, you pay for it. Nobody's in there. So imagine what it's going to be like 5 years with somebody who ain't got an education. trash truck.
Okay. You know that that island that burnt up in Hawaii, that's supposed to be the first cashless island there is. They got a book about it. Came out 2 days after the island burned. Got a whole book about it already.
What's up, Fee Smooth? You in the building?
Yeah, I'm in the building. P, what's up with it, bro?
Oh, you got the best hand, man. We in here, man. Welcome to the True West Radio Show. We got C Smooth, world class. Hope's number, well, he was the number one car washer in Hope until Buddha Ali took over. So I'm sorry he took your title. Don't do it like Scottie Pippen did Jordan, nobody. You still number two.
Yeah, can't nobody sign no cars like C Smooth, you feel me?
Hey, man, I got a woman called me from way down here in Florida and said, man, that bald-headed dude, he had that Impala shining. Buddha tell you, he had that Impala shining like new money up there at the store with that lady that worked at the store on my way to Tyson. I said, now, let me call him and tell him. And Buddha, did I not call you? You must have got busy, but I called him. I said, man, she said you got a shining like new money.
Hey, shout out to everybody. Shout out to C Smooth. Let me make it plain though. I come up with C Smooth washing cars down there on the strip, you know what I'm saying? C Smooth, I did that on the show first. Got on C Smooth, make sure I have about $60 to $80 before the flood go down. That's just putting armor all on the time.
Yeah, I made sure straight. Anybody wants to work, you want to make some money. Long as you didn't come begging me for my money, I'm going to let you work and make your own money.
Listen to the shout-out to Mr. C.J. Johnson, one of the first black businesses and detail shop here in Hope, Arkansas. He is sending on, last week he passed, Mr. C.J. Detail Shop, man.
Man, rest in love, man. Rest in love, CJ, man.
Man, the only goddamn song that's playing in my head is Working at the Car Wash. Oh, 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 oh.
King Scratch,
yeah.
It's your
how
great
you
icon
out there
in the building.
Huh?
Yeah.
You all right up
with the DJ? Up there and getting King Scratch up there to DJ with some strippers.
Working at the car wash. Everybody singing now. Car wash, yeah.
Nah, what's going
hey,
on,
Buddha,
y'all?
What, Buddha?
You good though, Scratch?
Oh, yeah.
The earthquake? Were you by the earthquake?
It wasn't like Hurricane Katrina around this motherfucker. It wasn't a 5-day event. It was just a 1-day thing. Shit.
Hey, he was like Cat Williams on Friday. He's a little razzle-dazzle, but I'm all right. You got that earthquake shook him up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that
yeah,
fucked him up right there. It was a goddamn hurricane and an earthquake at the same time. Them motherfuckers were shook.
I don't know what the hell going on, but it's been 115 out here in Phoenix, boy. The last 4 days, man, it's been cool as hell. I said, it ain't right. I don't know what's going on, but I'm out here in Phoenix. And it ain't never been this cool, so something going on.
I'm in Barstow, and it's the same thing. It ain't.
Yeah.
I think it only got about 80 today. I was like, I love it.
Man, I'm loving it, boy.
Yeah, it's only about 80 degrees today. I ain't even turned on my air. I got on fans.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm like, that's what I'm talking about, shit, because usually it'll be about 100 and something. It's probably going to be 100 and something tomorrow.
Yeah.
See, Smooth, that's King Scratch you're talking to from NWA, one of the original DJs from NWA. He's out there in Barstow by Vegas. He's a producer. I told you about him a while ago. That's the one I was telling you about. Is out there in Vegas.
Okay, yeah. I just kicked it with a little Easy E3 baby him not too long ago. I just did a show with them. They were just down here in Alverdale, what, about a month or something ago.
Yeah, okay, that's what's up.
Yeah,
man.
They was on that little tour.
Get his number.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we good, Cup. We got, yeah, I'm, Yeah, I'm cool. Shit, this is, I'm telling you, everybody around this motherfucker, well, at least the people in L.A., they was treating that shit like Hurricane Katrina was coming. I said, nigga, it's only going to be one day of that shit, and it's going to be over with. Probably a day and a half. And that shit going to be over. This motherfucker buy toilet paper and motherfucking
man,
water.
Everything. They telling all the homeless people come to the shelter. I had it on the news, y'all news on yesterday. I was like, they tripping out down there, boy.
I'm like, y'all motherfuckers crazy as fuck.
No, they usually don't. A normal hurricane or a tornado, they ain't going to stay in like 4 or 5 days. It's what they do. What they do will take so long to clean up. You know what I'm saying? And then, I can't remember the storm it was, but we had to wait outside in this long-ass line, and it was cold and shit. Y'all know Chris got sick of cell, and I was like, I'm going to just go get the car. You know what I'm saying? Tell them wait, like, fuck it or whatever, but you can't drink the water from the faucet. They turned the water off. And so I pulled up, this nigga looked to the right and snatched that case of water and hopped in the car. And I was like, oh, my God.
Look, see, I'm going to tell you the difference. See, y'all out there in Houston, New Orleans, and out there in Florida, them goddamn hurricanes, they come on the land.
Mm-hmm.
They come on the land and start fucking shit up.
Yeah.
I'm like, that motherfucker in Cali ain't getting ready to come on land. It's going to die before it get here.
Yeah. Kid, the thing
is,
you don't want them to turn around and go to the water and get some strength and come back, because they do it.
Y'all motherfuckers down there, the motherfucker whole hurricane come on land. You know, and that, I told him, I was telling him, I was like, man, that motherfucker ain't gonna come on land. It's gonna die before he even get here. So it's just gonna be a tropical storm. That's it.
See, the worst part about it is if it slows down when it makes landfall, everybody thinks the wind is the problem. It's not the problem of the wind. It's the problem of that damn rain will flood you out. That's what happened with Katrina.
Yeah.
It's so low below sea level, they flooded out, and the floods carried the house downstream. But that hurricane, when it slows down and makes landfall, that's the worst deal, because it's going to stand there and stand there and stand there. Instead of just going through in 15, 20 minutes, it'll sit there for 30 minutes in one spot and just spin around with all that rain, and then the rain and the wind and the rain. And the one back to Atlanta, it went to Atlanta and stayed in Atlanta for like goddamn 3 or 4 days, and then went to North Carolina. Atlanta was 12 feet underwater, flooded out the whole downtown Atlanta.
Well, not too long ago, we had a tropical storm here that tore everything up, and everybody was like buzzing about why this wasn't a hurricane or why it was a tornado or something. And they explained that when it got to the land, it stopped rotating, but it came onto the land with that force. And that's what I'm telling y'all, it was worse than some hurricanes. Like, trees was down all over the whole neighborhood and everything. Everything was fucked up. The water, it took water like 2 days to go down. It was crazy.
What's my famous line? I can't live that way with tornadoes and floods. I'd rather live in the land with the rivers and floods.
When you gonna live that day?
Yes, I'm gonna say it.
You going?
I'm saying.
Yeah, we don't mess around in LA, man. Them niggas be banging too hard in Los Angeles, bro.
Yeah, man, I'm
staying
right around here.
Yeah, them niggas be banging. Them niggas be 65 years old, still banging hard. Great braids, great beards, still banging, sagging dickies to the ground. I'm like, man.
Yeah, I can't live nowhere with tornadoes and floods. That's what Mr. Edward was talking about. I think Friday, he said he was ragging on me. He said, damn, you know your son, I can't live in the world with tornadoes and flood. I'd rather live in the land with the crimson and blood. I'm like, man, this thing you had to pass by so quick. That shit just came out one day, and that was it. It wasn't no blood or nothing.
Hey, Scratch C. Smooth, he went out there to California like Charleston White on some overalls and cowboy boots and in the cowboy hat. And I tapped him with an 86. I said, call 86, he'll pick you up. He picked him up and took him up and showed him Sacramento. Now this joker got dang, he's more Sacramento than me.
Yeah, you don't know nothing about Sactown. I know Sactown like the back of my head, boy. I take you through some alleys in Sacramento.
Yeah, that's what's up, shit. But yeah, man,
what you supposed to wear when you go out there anyway? Are you just supposed to wear, like, let me speak.
I went through L.A. and I had red. I had on some red and black feelers. Okay, This Mexican dude come up to me. He was from Watts, California. He had on a blue L.A. hat. He had Watts tatted on his arm. This is exactly what he told me. He said, hey, bro, I'm from the same hood Tyrese from. He said, you see Tyrese in the movie? Tyrese ain't no gangster. He said, Tyrese grandma sell cookies and shit in the hood and candy. This is what he told me. He said, bro, you got red in your shoe. He said, you got red in your shoe, homie. You know what I'm saying? He wanted me to take my shoes off. I ain't bullshit. I'm telling you, them niggas be banging in L.A., man.
See, the thing about it is you just got to know what to wear and where you at.
Yeah, where you at. That's it. You got to know what hood you
at. Where the fuck you at, because if you don't know where the fuck you at, you might
walk up
into some bullshit.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck if you from Cali or not.
They don't give a fuck. He ain't lying. And they don't care if you're a female or a dude. You're going to get the same treatment as a man. I'm telling you.
Just wear pink. Just wear pink and hope a whole bunch of punks don't do a drive-by on you.
Yeah, them boys ain't playing in L.A., man. You just can't,
you got to know where you at in L.A. depending on what you wear.
Yeah,
you know,
that's real talk.
You know, I tell people, you just put on all black or all white or something like that.
All black. Usually when I go out there, I just throw me a pair of slacks, you know, on a nice collar shirt. I don't be looking all thugged out and shit. So.
Yeah, them motherfuckers out there, boy, you got on too much red and you step in the wrong spot, that's your ass.
Yeah, you fucked up. I ain't going to lie to you. Every time I come through L.A., I go to L.A., like he said, you got to know what hood you in. You got to know, because you going to respect the hood and the hood colors. I don't give a fuck who you is. You finna get the fuck up out the hood. Shit, I'm telling you. You going to respect the hood.
Yeah, them motherfuckers, they wild like that. But see, I'm from L.A., so you know what I'm saying? I'm from L.A., so I know.
Yeah, he knows. I'm just going on with him.
Man, I respect that for what it is. But at the same time, niggas need to buy some property.
You feel me,
Sweetie? Like
I was just saying this one though.
It's too long. Buy some property. None of that shit. Hey. You don't own that.
I'm just going to say this, and I don't want to take over the conversation. When you get to Cali, it's all about hood. And them hoods, they make money between the hoods. So the hood is feeding the hood. They feeding off each other. So that's the whole thing, you know. It ain't just gangbanger niggas out there, you know, getting money and shit, too.
Yep.
You know, the hood
is
feeding the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you got to be like Nipsey. Nipsey started investing, and that's what they didn't like. He was teaching the people in the hood, get your money and invest it. Y'all go buy. We black folks like to wear our money. You want to wear it on our neck, wear it in our mouth, wear it on our wrist, wear it on our clothes, wear it on our feet, wear it when I drive the car. We want to wear our money, and then you ain't got no money. When it comes to paying the bondsman, look at these rappers. They selling boots. They had to sell a car to go pay the bills, bondsman. pay these lawyers.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something. There's a whole lot of niggas in L.A. that nobody knows, and they doing the same thing that Nipsey was doing. But they not rappers.
Mm-hmm.
They not people that's known and stuff like that. It's a whole lot of people out there.
That's basically what I was trying to say.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of people out there that's doing the same thing Nipsey doing, but just because they ain't rappers or they ain't known figures don't mean that they ain't out there doing the same thing that Nipsey doing.
Yeah.
That's either Crip, Blood, SA, anything. There's a whole lot of them out there doing a whole lot of stuff for the neighborhood. Of course, they might still be gang-affiliated, but at the same time, them motherfuckers is out there helping a gang of people and having jobs and taking care of the community just the way Nipsey was.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to empower your people. When I jumped up with this idea about the car wash, I said, you know what? I'm going to put people in power in position. Once they get in position, they get their money on, they go invest in their businesses and get their business and keep on going. That's what it's all about. If you look at the people from back in the day, they put their people in position. The man just said, ain't no need for you to sit up there and eat around a table with six more people, and you ain't offer them nothing to eat. So you offer them something to eat. That way, one day, if you're starving, they're going to reach up and say, hey, man, I still got this sandwich. I still got these fries. I still got this pop because I remember the days that you fed me. So that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
If you feed your team, then if you ever fall down, your team can sit back and reach back and grab you and feed you, and ain't nobody seen that. Don't nobody be seeing that. Everybody
want to
be
me first. Well, let me tell you something. It's a whole lot of motherfuckers. Look at all of the motherfuckers that I know in this damn business. We was all broke at the same time. And all of them came up. Because I'm going to tell you like this. If Easy and Tupac was still alive, I'd be the richest dude on the planet. I just say that. That's one thing. But what about everybody else that was right there with me? What about Dr. Dre and Ice Cube? They won't give me the time of day. And we was all broke together.
Reach back and grab. See, Smooth, when we went on the road, see, Smooth done known me damn near 20-something, damn near 30 years. See, Smooth, when we went on the road, what did you pay for? What did you have to pay for?
Shit, I didn't know to pay for shit.
Hotel
you
room,
always
pay
for the room,
club,
the food,
drinks,
standing, everything. And had the weed. Here go y'all some weed. I don't even smoke. Here go y'all weed to smoke. I get a hatch to you. You did do that. You made sure everybody was straight.
We go down to Louisiana and buy the whole, I bought 6 bottles of champagne and Crown. Had all the women in the club come sit over there with us. And everybody looking like, who these guys got these 6 bottles of Moet off in this damn hole in the wall
club? Yeah, P, you was off in there shaking the bottles up, popping them on the females. I remember that like yesterday in Louisiana. We was down in Louisiana, man. We used to have a strip sold up.
Mr. D, I throw a whole birthday party in there. I got champagne. I got punch bowls. I got big pans of wings, big old birthday cake, tall as big as a bathtub, and VIP and every woman in the club. But I took care of all the homies. Hey, y'all, come on. We going to the club. Where we going? We going here. We going there.
I put it to you like this. You don't throw away some racks, a bunch of bands just fucking it off. I don't, over the years, I kicked it with you. I don't see you just giving money away like that. I'm like, man.
It came too easy.
Well, I can't wait till next month when I get the fuck up out of here. Ooh, wait.
Where you going?
Yeah, we going to pull up on you.
Huh?
We going to pull up on you.
I'm leaving on the 27th, and I think the first stop is gonna be Alabama.
Hmm. Oh Lord, bring your chair. You got a chair?
Huh?
You better bring you a chair.
Man, I'm be ready. I can't wait. I'm turned up. I'm gonna be out of town. I'm gonna be all down. I'm gonna be around all of y'all.
He gonna hit him over the head with one of them goddamn Technique 1200 turntable. That shit hit harder than a chair.
No, he's
that motherfucker heavier than a chair though. Shit.
Goddamn, you can hit with that summer gun, boy. It's gonna be on the pocket.
Yeah, that motherfucker like 50. That shit is 50 pounds, bro.
Hey, I damn near hit my homeboy with one night. He come in and bumped my DJ booth while playing Mind Playing Tricks on Me. That's his song. He ran up and hit my DJ booth and scratched my record. I said, damn, get your drunk ass. I damn near unhooked that damn turntable and hit him with it, boy. I'm so mad.
Hey, that's not like house party, nigga.
That's what I was just thinking in my head. But wow.
That's not like house party, nigga. Chill. Stop bumping the turntable.
Hey, man, they come put their hand on that table, and hey, man, the drunk leaning over in that bitch and jip, jibble right quick and skip, and making you look crazy as hell.
Mm-hmm. Don't I know it.
Good to see everybody doing good. Confetti doing good, getting ready for his I-30. I told him that's going to be a blessing. Everybody doing pretty good. Everybody doing good. He been working, so he going in at 3 o'clock in the morning. So we won't hear from him for a while. He just popped in yesterday.
Who?
Yeah. I need to come out there and get some of that concrete money with that nigga. I need to get some of that mud money. He out there getting that concrete money. I need to come get some of that money.
Oh, you got my head shot.
Yeah, I get out there and pour that concrete, man. Shit, I've been pouring concrete since I was 13. Shit, I told P that shit.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like about that shit, boy, that shit is hard to wash off.
Yeah, I don't like pulling that ride when you get off in there and pull that mud trying to live it off, man. That shit fuck you back up, man.
Scratch, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to roll out of bed, turn this laptop on, turn this computer on, and crack out me some beats. Sell me about 2 beats and roll back and get in the bed. No heat, no touch freight, no carrying no tools.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I looked around and I did 2 beats. Then I played me some 2K, some basketball. I sit here for a minute. I had to make some t-shirts. So I made the design for these people t-shirts. I did 2 more beats. I sat back down. I played me some more video games.
I got you that back. I'm going to have to send it to you tomorrow. That West Coast beat you heard, I got that. I'm going to have to send it to you tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah, I was teaching Cam how to do some work on the computer the other last few days. So I've been tied up with Cam. And yeah, I got to send that to you, what you call it. I got like 5 beats I did in 2 days, so I'm just not getting back into it.
Yeah, I need anything you can shoot, because, hell, I do it myself, but I like to hear the difference. And I made some West Coast shit earlier. My wife was like, if you don't turn that goddamn shit down.
Scratch. See, Smooth ain't even heard my stuff. I keep telling him, I said, man, all you got to do is holler at me. He ain't heard none of them bangers. I said, man, I got them stocked up. Just sitting there.
Yeah, I need beats. I just met this 26-year-old female, man. Man, she goes so freaking hard. Oh, my God. I got to put her. I recorded her, but I got to take her to the real studio, man, because this girl can sing. You ain't got to put no auto-tune on this voice, bro. No auto-tune. You don't need no auto-tune. Yeah, this girl cold, man. She got a song she had wrote. I was like, yeah, I got to introduce to my boy P, man. She needs some guidance, you know what I'm saying? She ain't never been in the studio. That's her first song she done wrote. She wrote the song, so she just needs some guidance, man.
She got to do
you're
it.
You're only 6 hours away.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh,
yeah, she cold, man. I need to shoot you. I need to introduce you to her and shoot you, some snippets of, her sound, man. She unique, bro, and she don't even know it, man.
And she out there in Arizona with you?
Yeah, she out here in Phoenix. She ain't got no kids, you know what I'm saying? She had started on a little job. And I met her. And then the same day, I was like, yeah, I got my studio in the back room. Won't you come and record the track? She said she had already wrote the song and been, you know, singing. I'm like, well, come and put it down. And she ended up coming over. We stayed back there about 3 hours, man. The track's so hard, man. And I'm like, look, you need to get your copyright. You need to get all your shit in line, man. I said, because the song she got, she can actually, if she don't want to do the song will sell. As soon as you hear that song, you'll be like, oh, man, she wrote it. It's hard, man.
Well, she needs to start joining the show because I teach those lessons, scratching everybody to tell you. I teach them lessons about this music industry inside out most of the time. So that's why I tell people, call me. I do copyright, publishing, sample clearances, music business contracts. I got all the contracts, model release contracts. I got all that stuff right here on my laptop.
And that's what I got to get done, P. So you need to go on and tell me. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to call you, tell you everything I need done because me and my African partner from Nigeria, we finna go to Vegas next month, and we finna shoot 2 videos, bro. And I need to get all my shit in line, man. You know what I'm saying? We finna go shoot the video, and I'm finna do all my shit legal. I done did it the other way. I need to get more professional about my music, man, and start putting my shit where it needs to be.
Hey, Scratch, yeah. I got Wade on top of that stuff. I found out the information for that song, so y'all gonna be good.
What, as far as the Heartbreak Hotel?
Yeah, I got all that. He just got off the phone. That's why I was late on the show. Me and him was on the phone. I was getting that in order for him.
Oh, good shit.
I've been trying to tell Smooth forever and a day. I told him all he got to do is holler at me. Anything with this music stuff, Scratch, y'all know, I'm going to tell him what it is and what ain't in the professional way to get it done, the right way so you don't get sued or none of that stuff. I've been at it too long, so that's what I do nowadays.
Yeah, because that nigga Frank was like, he was like, fuck it, man, sue me in the morning. We about to put this motherfucker out. It's too hard.
I told him don't do that because when they do, what's going to happen is cease and desist like they did Bone Crusher.
I know. That's what I told him. That's what I told him. But see, a lot of times when you do shit like that, them motherfuckers wait till you make some money and then they come and get after your ass. Because I told him, I made the damn track, but I say don't put produced by King Scratch because they went after Pharrell. They didn't go over Robert Thicke when they would give that Thin Lines or whatever the fuck it was. Well, they thought it was the Marvin Gaye song?
No, they went after all of them, even the record company. The first one they going to sue is the record company who put it out. Because they say, made a copy of
the record. Then they went after Pharrell last.
Yeah, well, he's the producer. Then they go after everybody whose name is a writer's credit on that song.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so that's why I was trying to tell people, you just can't get no sample or take somebody's beat and put it out because they're going to sit on it and let it get hot.
Hey,
and they're going to be speaking to sit.
Somebody stole one of my tracks in Sacramento back in the day. See, I was sitting there, I wrote the song, and I was sitting there with my baby mama spinning the lyrics to the song to her and this and that, and a motherfucker heard the shit, and I swear, me and my baby mama, we was riding, man, and it came on the radio, my saying the way I wrote the hook to the song. She was like, man, you wrote that. I was like, I know
yep.
I did. I'm kidding, man, they stole that shit.
That shit happened to me before, too. Motherfucker, let these motherfuckers hear this goddamn song. I ain't going to say who it is, but they heard the song. And then the motherfuckers, my nigga called me like, nigga, your song is on the radio. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
They
go to turn on the radio. That ain't me.
I sent my first song to Rap Ichiban, MC Breeze label. They said they didn't like the song because I was talking about Police Brutality, and they was the party label, and MC Breeze was like the hardest rapper that they had on there. But a group called Splat Pack, they just signed. They sampled my song because we didn't do name tags. They sampled the first 40 seconds. Put it out on their record. My friend come by. He like, hey, man, that song you did, that beat you did in the garage, man. I said, no, they isn't, man. And I thought about it. I said, man, I looked at the room. I said, man, they on Ichiban. I said, that's who I sent it to. So that's when I got mad and called a lawyer. He said, you ain't got copyright. You ain't got no what you call it. Even poor man copyright. They said, that stuff didn't even work in the court. They want you to be registered with the Library of Congress. Now you got your digital watermarks, so it's a difference. So, you know, you can get by without officially doing it, but it's just legal paperwork.
Hey, you know I told you what I do now when I send people tracks before they pay. I got a flat line going all the way through my tracks.
Yeah.
It's a flat line. So when you pay me, I take the flat line out. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I say, I got to put a watermark on this motherfucker. Not King Scratch Beats, King Scratch Beats. Nigga, you do that shit. I'll rip your shit if I want it that bad.
What you be charging for them beats, man?
Man, you know what I'm saying? What I do, man, is I grow up a humble pie. You sound like a humble cat, so I won't pat your pockets. But if you one of them old cocky motherfuckers to be running around talking about, man, I can make you rich.
Nah, bro. Hey, I got so much heart. I love music so much. Like I said, I still do live shows, man. I'm still going live. And I don't even like dropping tracks with other artists because, like I say, when it's time to hit that stage, everybody want to be a rapper or go in there and piece a verse together. But when it's time to go and do it in front of a crowd and do it in front of people, it ain't for everybody. So I end up have to cut people, mix the song down, take verses off the song where I can still let people hear the track. So everybody ain't really hungry for this shit. So, man, I'll perform in front of two people. I don't give a damn for two people there.
You have to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, is your number the 602 number?
Yeah, my number is 602-579. Like I said, I need to get my shit in order because I got some hot tracks and the songs that I do got, I'm gonna go back and put them on original made beats. That's why I'm telling P I need some beats too, because I got songs that I need to take and put them on original beats and then put the shit back out, man.
Well, look, I'm going to tell you something. This is what you do. Send me whatever track, whatever, the hardest song that you wrote that you want an original beat to. Just send it to me.
Okay, I got you.
Just send it to me, and then
you
we'll work
it. You want me to send it to you in an email? You got a Gmail or something? You can text
yeah,
it to me.
Yeah, email. It's kingscratch@gmail.com.
Okay, kingscratch@gmail.com.
Yep.
Yeah, I got you.
You got a studio, so that means you got all of the, your vocals separated already?
Yeah, I can do everything. You do mixing too? Because I got a bunch of tracks I need to be mixed down and stuff too.
Yeah, we do mixing, the mastering, everything.
Go ahead,
Scratch. Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off. No, I just said we do the mixing, mastering,
Scratch,
everything.
I've been trying to tell them how much software I got, Scratch, and I told them. I said, it's a small little fee. I can give them $1,500 worth of software with everything. You know, because I got like $8,000 worth of software sitting right here, no cap.
I need the eyeball to go over my mic, that eyeball thing, because I need more, some of the sound took out, so I just ordered me an eyeball. I'm waiting on it now to go over my microphone.
But see, you know, Mr. Edward, you working everything on a PC. I'm running Macs.
I told you once you get a PC, then it's on and popping.
I got PCs, but I just don't have the music. I mean, I didn't have it set up for music.
I got all of it. I got Pro Tools. I got Studio One fully loaded. I got Cubase 12 fully loaded. I got Auto-Tune, the full suite. I got the Waves 14 bundle. I got the Ozone 10 mastering suite.
This is what I'm going to do. Tomorrow, I'm going to build me a PC just for that.
Yeah.
I'll build a PC just for that because I got PCs all around this mug. But you know what I'm saying? I don't use them like that.
Yeah.
I do most of my video shit on PCs. when I do when I edit videos and all that stuff, and when I do all of the Photoshop stuff, I use PCs for that, but I don't use them for music.
Yeah, everybody don't upgrade. Everybody keep telling me, like, man, you need to get the Mac, you need to get the Pro Tools. But the program I use, I started using this program back in the early 2000s. So I didn't even know nothing about this program, so I don't master this program so good to the T, where I'm still getting, you know, top quality out of it. I'm just missing.
What's the name of the program?
I use the Studio
Studio One?
No, Studio 11.